What's up, guys? Welcome to the Luke Mindpower podcast. This is a segment that we call Success Stories because we have to share the growth and the transformation of amazing individuals who are taking action, saying yes to change, getting out of their comfort zone, overcoming their fears, their insecurities, the things that happened in the past, and not letting stuff define them, right? Which is what I talk a lot about in the podcast. But I have someone absolutely phenomenal, extraordinary with me today. His name is Peter. Peter, welcome to the Luke Mindpower podcast.
Thank you, Luke. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. This journey has just been absolutely phenomenal for me.
Absolutely, man. I'm super excited to go a bit deeper into your journey, your transformation, the things that you've done, how things have changed your life. But just so you know, guys, Peter has completed the Superpower Mastermind, which is our signature 20-week program. And his results speak for themselves, and he'll tell you more about his journey. And I mean, where you started, I guess you could start there, Peter. Like, why did you actually reach out to us in the first place?
I started probably around 12 months ago. I knew there had to be more to life. I was in a job, and it was quite toxic. And I was doing my job, and I was good at my job, but I felt like there had to be something more. And I was in a position where I wasn't happy where I was in this job. So something I came across was actually your podcast. I think it could have started with a video of you dancing in the bush, and then I saw you a few times, and then all of a sudden I stumbled onto your podcasts. So what I started doing is then listening to them, and that was the beginning of my transformation.
That's amazing, man. So take us to when you actually, because I remember the call, actually, I was on a call with you and you were talking to me about, you know, what you want to work through and the things that are happening in your life. But let everybody know kind of, because I think that's part of the bigger picture of like, okay, yeah, so you did some work on yourself. You've obviously grown, you know, you're more confident in yourself. You know who you are. But how did you feel when you were actually just getting started? And what was happening in your life? Like what was the main kind of trigger or inspiration for you to go, I got to do some work on myself. Like something needs to change.
Yeah. So the trigger for me was the place I was working at. The boss was very toxic and he was very hard to talk to. And he was very difficult to talk to. He was quite an aggressive man and I didn't want to talk to him. And why didn't I want to talk to him? Why didn't I want to resolve things? Why didn't I want to figure out where my position was, where I was comfortable within the company? And listening to your podcast made me aware that I had some unresolved issues I had to actually bring up. And hence the reason why that resonated with me so well, because I discovered that I had some prior past childhood trauma that I had to bring up and actually heal. And hence the reason why in my everyday life, I couldn't deal with a simple challenge like talk to a boss. Well, maybe I could have, but I didn't want to. I was completely uncomfortable and it was just not normal to me. If anybody was remotely or slightly aggressive towards me, I always shut down. And I learned that that stemmed from my childhood.
Mm. So I know you've got kids. And obviously, you said childhood trauma. What did that look like for you? And how are you now changing? Are you changing the way you raise your children because of how you were raised?
Yes, 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 and yes. So for me, I grew up over in Europe, in the Czech Republic, and typical European parents, they used to, what we call as abuse. They used to hit their children. And I was probably getting hit between the ages of 3 and 5. I remember every Saturday morning standing in my bedroom next to my brother, my bigger brother, who's 2 years older than me, just waiting to get hit. My father would inspect our room to see if we cleaned it adequately and guaranteed every single time it wasn't up to his standards. So hands would come out and the wooden spoon would be cracked over our hands. Even at times it would break over our hands. And this is kids that were no older than 5, you know, it was crazy. But that is one of my clearest recollections of my childhood of that age, because it stood out like crazy. So then moving forward, we immigrated to Australia, and I was 6 years old when we came here. We learned to speak English, and my parents eventually then split up because my father was abusive. So I'm so grateful that mum did that. Then we could live, you know, we could live free. And that's where things I thought were getting better. And I mean, I grew up, and these triggers for me came up where when somebody was aggressive towards me, I would just shut down. I would shake. I would feel nervous inside. And I figured that did stem from my childhood trauma from my father, always being scared.
You said something really powerful there, and I want to address it so that people become aware, because what you said is that your mother left your father and you were so grateful for that. We stay in relationships because some of us are just, you know, kind of stuck. It might be a financial situation. It might be just, you know, hey, till death do us part. You know, it's part of the religion, for example. You can't leave. Once you're married, you're good. That's it. You can't, you know, no matter what is happening or if it's abusive or whatever the case, you know, I know there's cultures out there that just like, well, this is how it is. You know, I got to put up with it, you know. One thing I really believe is like, if something's really unhealthy, it's not only going to affect you, but it's affecting your kids. So to have the courage to leave something that's unhealthy is like the best thing that you could ever do, you know. So you're on the receiving end of being a child, witnessing your mother stand up for herself and go, this is unhealthy, I need to go. And I'm addressing this in particular because I know there's so many people probably listening or that need to hear this that are in unhealthy relationships that don't realize the power that they have and the impact that they can be having on their children if they are letting their children stay in unhealthy or toxic or negative environments, being like growing up. Like, does that make sense? Like
100%, Luke, 100%. So I, not that I was aware of it then, but I'm now that I am aware of, you know, what's going on around me a lot more. I respect my mother so much for that. And for the man that he was, my father, nobody would mess with him. It was always his way or the highway. If there was not a tougher man on earth than him, for her to leave him, wow, like it would have been ridiculous. Now, if I reflect now in my relationship currently with my wife and my two children, and I just see and I think, wow, and I can see every single thing we do, the way we communicate, the way we may argue or debate or anything we do is programming our two young girls. So we're setting an example. If I allow, you know, my kids to walk over me, or if I don't stand up for myself, guess what's going to happen to them? They're going to do exactly the same. So they're sponges right now. They're absorbing every single bit of information from us parents. So, you know, having the awareness, I'm so grateful that I do, because I can set the best example for them. And my wife too, she's on board with what I'm doing. And we're both trying to educate them the best possible way to speak their truth, not to suppress anything, to be emotional if they need to express themselves. Yeah. And speaking their truth is one of the main things, because kids like to hide things so they don't get in trouble. And I always say to my children, I said, no matter how much trouble you get into, always speak your truth. Daddy always loves you no matter what, but always speak your truth.
That's amazing, man. Your kids are really lucky to have you and your wife as parents, you know. So there's obviously got to be some sort of system, exercises, something that you've done in the Superpower Mastermind in our 20-week program that has helped you. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right, Luke. Well,
what did you do, bro? Like, tell us. Give us the secret, man. Know, people want to know.
Jumped in there and no, what I did is I discovered me. I always knew I existed, obviously, but programming made me believe I was who I was. And what was I to myself? When I looked in the mirror, I was just a guy that was doing things. I was very talented. I'm so talented when it comes to, you know, 3D printing, building computers. I know I can do anything, and I've always known that. However, even earning respect was tough, and I didn't know why. People would always have instant respect from people, and I never did, and I couldn't figure out why. I know now, though. So the work, the module work that we were doing, For me, it was discovering myself, which was the mirror work, to connect with myself on a level in a way I never knew existed. So I needed to love myself. And I didn't know what that meant. I didn't even know. I couldn't comprehend that. Love, what? Why would you love yourself? Like, that made no sense until your program showed me that, Luke. Honestly, and it is the best thing anybody could ever do. When I established that connection with me, I stopped judging myself. I look in the mirror now and I don't care that I'm getting older and I'm getting grayer. And every time I see that guy in the mirror, I smile and I love what I see. And when I don't judge me, I don't judge others. And I don't feel judged either. I don't care anymore. And by not caring, I do me. And that is one of the most powerful things you can ever do. It builds your confidence because you don't care what people think. You'll do things when normally you wouldn't. You'll speak your truth because you don't care what people think. And it's basically standing up for yourself because people will respect me the same way I respect myself. And that is a huge thing that I was lacking in life, especially in some of my employment in previous years. I there was a few jobs where I got shown the same lesson over and over and over. And I didn't know that I was supposed to do anything there. That's the thing. But I now know, which I learned through the course, you'll keep getting shown the same lessons until you learn them. And I did. And I had the biggest, baddest lesson with that last boss of mine, which was like my abusive father. And I spoke my truth. I stood in my power. I was shitting myself, but I did exactly what was right for me. I jumped off that cliff and honestly, I was liberated. In turn, I manifested a new job with extraordinary people and everything. Look, for me, doors just opened and I simply walked through them. Yeah, this mirror work exercise, though, I do this. That's only a small part of the Superpower Mastermind. That's one module, the mirror work. There's so much more to it about emotional intelligence. There's inner child healing, reparenting. And I work on all of that because of my childhood also.
Amazing, man. Absolutely amazing. You know, we definitely need more men learning these exercises and being open to going through this process, you know. But as much as, you know, I'm not just here to focus on, you know, men, of course, we all need it. I believe everybody needs to do a little bit of work on themselves or, you know, establish that stronger loving connection with themselves. But I know that it's definitely harder for us blokes to open up. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Guys or men, blokes, guys, they just don't do this kind of work. Most guys I know, they're just, how is it? They're just a bit too tough. They're a bit, you know, they're, again, the programming, a man is supposed to be the big, strong foundation and the woman's the emotional one. But that, you know what? That is a load of rubbish.
So if there's some people out there right now, let's just focus on blokes, men. Let's say there's some men out there right now, they're listening to this and they're like, This is interesting. What would you say to anyone? Because I know it's the ego. It's the, you know, hey, you know, I got it. Like, because the thing is, bro, I'm learning as well, you know, and I'm learning to be healthier. I'm learning to be more in my masculine, but coming from a place of like unconditional love and having emotions, being open to being transparent and vulnerable, because I believe vulnerability is a superpower. You know, it's basically what helps you to heal. If you don't open, you won't heal, you know? So I'm learning that. I feel like I'm growing as a healthy masculine man, but I also am very emotionally intelligent. And I know that we haven't been taught that. You know, we've been taught to hold it all in, hold it all together. You know, you're the man of the house. You know, don't talk about emotions. Don't cry. You know, look weak. That's what it's about, right? It's about if you show emotion or you cry or something like that, it's like you're weak. You know, so what would you say to anyone out there who's been through some sort of physical abuse or child abuse or some sort of trauma, or they feel insecure about their physical appearance or they lack confidence in themselves? What would you say to them if they're listening right now?
Let me quickly flip that looking weak side. I get that 100%. But watch this. if I can look at myself and I say, Peter, I love you. You are absolutely amazing. I say that to myself in the mirror with confidence. Can you guys honestly do that? That's not weak. That takes such strength and courage to do, and that's where your success also lies. So to anybody that has been through hurt and trauma, any past abuse, connect with yourself, connect with your heart. There is a lot more to you than you realize. Honestly, there is so much more to you that will unlock you. You may cry, you may get angry, you may shout, but so many emotions will come out of you, and it actually takes more strength to get in touch with yourself and do this work than to be a guy's guy and say, no, I'm big and tough. That's just typical crap that everyone does every day. But you know inside you, there's a part of you that every so often you feel those emotions, and you probably, most guys probably just suppress them. So don't be afraid of those emotions. Bring them out. It will absolutely liberate you and transform your life.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks for sharing that. And you are wearing a T-shirt that says FYIG. Now, just for your information, guys, Peter also, because of his transformation and the success that he's achieved and the work that he's done, he's obviously poured into himself. He's taken action. And, you know, I always say what you put out comes back. And because of, you know, inside our community, inside all of our communities, by the way, all of our programs, Peter is all over them. And inside our WhatsApp chats with our communities and the coaching programs, he's always posting videos, is, you know, really inspiring and pushing people and, you know, posting content all the time to keep people moving forward. But also, I wanted to just recognize you for joining us at Unlock Your Greatness in Sydney at our event. And I just want to quickly ask you, how did it feel? Because I had to, and guys, like, the reason why I pulled Peter out was because I was like, man, he's done so much work and put in so much to himself. This is what happens. It's a law of attraction. If you hadn't taken action and done that, I wouldn't have caught you up on stage. But What did it feel like to actually go up there and speak in front of people and just share a bit of your story?
That was the first time I'd ever been on stage. So I was a little bit nervous, but at the same time, it was funny because I expected it. Like, there was a moment where you asked your manager about how much time you had left, and my head just clicked, and I heard something in my head go, I wonder if that's enough time to tell my story. And somehow that all just eventuated. So I don't know, universe, whatever it might be, that just happened. So anyway, up on stage, but honestly, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I got to speak to, I think it was around 50 plus people to share my story about my childhood, about what I went through with my father, about, you know, my parents, even my mum and my stepdad later on not being there for me at my sporting events. And I went through all that. And it was just beautiful. The people in the room, honestly, I brought people to tears left, right, and center. And it was amazing. And for me, honestly, I loved being able to pour out the knowledge that I had, my experience, just to help other people heal. And it was just transformational, all of it.
Peter, can I ask you, how old are you?
I'm now 46.
46, man. Like, because, you know, I know that we can be at certain stages of life, and even if there's men out there that are listening, you know, it's never too late. It's never too late to change and heal and grow. And even if the word heal is like, could be foreign to you, or be like, heal, what are you talking about? Heal. It's more about like, do you want to grow confidence? Do you want to become a better version of yourself? Do you want to transform your life? Do you want to feel fucking good about who it is that you see in the mirror? That's really what this work is about. You know, but you, because of your experiences with your boss and all that kind of stuff, I remember being in the breakout room in our coaching session while you were talking about this, and I didn't even realize what you said. And then I got you to repeat that because everybody started laughing. And so this is how your brand actually came about. And I just want you to kind of share, go back to that moment, because people are probably watching this going, what is that shirt? What's that label on your shirt? It says FYIG. What is it and how did it happen?
So, yeah, early on in the work, in the module work, I'd been doing my mirror work for a bit, and I was supposed to, so this bad boss that I was supposed to have, you know, I was supposed to overcome, well, I did, but I was supposed to confront him, and I know at a certain time, a certain point, I booked a meeting with him because I wasn't feeling right inside. I'm like, something's not right. I need to figure out. I need to have a chat to him. And I was nervous. And you know what? He cancelled on me. And I know why, because it wasn't supposed to happen. I actually wasn't ready. Anyway, time progressed. And then a couple of months later, he actually rang me. He said, we need to meet now, because he was upset about something. And this guy was always upset. And I went, oh, yeah, I'm ready, because I'd done the work on myself. So I got excited, but the day came, and when the day came, I was shitting myself. I was in the car. I was so nervous, just sitting in another street about an hour before trying to just get myself together. I was scared that I was not going to speak my truth. Do you know why? Because he was my boss and he was paying my wages. What do I have to fall back on? Nothing. I'm the only income for my household, and we had nothing. We got bills to pay, rent to pay, everything. I had nothing to fall back on. So, but I'd know, and this is what this work has taught me. I went in there and I spoke my truth. I said exactly what I wanted to say, word for word. I told him about how I didn't like the way he treated the other employees, I was suggesting that lift them up with positivity instead of putting them all down, train them properly and don't micromanage them. You know, it was a lot of positive things to try and help everything, but he was on the opposite end of that. I did also, like Luke mentioned, I said, I was very vulnerable with him. I said to him, I said, you remind me of my father that was abusive to me as a child, but in the verbal form. And do you know what he said? He said, wow. He goes, look, sometimes I come across this way. And then he started opening up and telling me about his struggles with the company. And I just went, wow. And I had the best conversation I ever had with him. So we parted ways at the end. I went my own way and I manifested a new job and everything's been beautiful. Doors opened up and I walked out of there. Now back to the t-shirt. So we were in a group coaching session with all the kings and Luke was there and we were all chatting away and I was talking about this boss. I go, look, I want to get to the point. I want to get to the point where I can just say to him, you know what? Fuck you. I'm good. Basically, I've got my shit together. You can't affect me. I'm out. See you later. And we clicked and everyone, we all started laughing. And yeah, you know, everyone was pissing themselves laughing and then we couldn't stop. And then one started, the other started, then Luke jumped in as well because Luke realized what happened as well. And we were just all laughing our ass off. Fuck you. I'm good. And you know what? That's where this t-shirt came from. So when I resigned or when I went for that interview, I was wearing this t-shirt underneath, proud, and I knew I was wearing it because this is a symbol of what I have gone through, what I have overcome, and the power I now possess by not tolerating any shit from anybody, speaking my truth, liberating myself. And I'm now 46 years old, and a year ago, I was a different person. Now, this new version of me, at 46, I'm actually excited for what's coming up in life. Who the hell at 46 starts getting excited about life? Me. This is what's happened to me. And I am getting excited for the rest of my life now, going, wow, because every day it's a new slate. I mean, yes, you got your job, but you can create anything you want. And that's what you end up realizing too.
Amazing, man. And can people buy this shirt? Like if they wanted to reach out to you, like can they buy it? Is there a website or, you know, because I'm sure people probably listen and go, damn, I want one, you know. Share with us like your Instagram or is there a website?
Yes, you can. So you can purchase the t-shirt on www.unleashyoursuperpower.shop. That's the website to purchase the t-shirt. It's my website that I created for the sale of these for whoever, you know, whoever wants to come into their power, own it, wear it with pride. There's a little bit of swearing on the back, but it's in incorrect letters, so you can get what it means. But, yeah, check it out on the website by all means.
And where can people follow you on Instagram?
So it's Peter_Opletal. OPLETAL.
Awesome. Peter, you're amazing, man. As I was just sitting here listening to you speak, you know, I could hear the growth, the confidence, the mental clarity in how you're articulating the words, you know, the way you think. It's completely changed, like, since you first started. And it's almost surreal that, like, we're having this conversation, you know, that, like, because I know, like, you have a lot of wisdom, man, and you're very inspiring. And it's amazing because, like, I think about the future and I think about where you're going to be in a couple of years' time. And I know that this is always going to be something that you're going to definitely be able to look back on and go, wow, remember that interview. You know, look at who I am now. And again, I know this because I've seen this for myself, like, so much. I look back at the videos at the bottom of my YouTube channel, you know, and or even my other social media platforms, and I'm like, oh my God, look at that kid. Like, I feel like I was a kid. Like, I was, you know, it may be 3 years or 2 years or whatever, but it was just this younger version of me that was just trying, you know. And I know that in a couple of years' time, man, you know, if you keep this up, which I don't doubt that you're going to, because you're just on a mission, that you're really going to look back at this and probably get emotional, because, you know, you're going to look back at this and go, look how amazing I am now. And all I was doing there was trying.
Mm.
You know, I was trying to be better. And I don't have a shadow of a doubt that you're going to be changing people's lives and be on other podcasts and most likely, you know, doing events and speaking and stuff like that as well to inspire more men and women to heal and to love themselves, because you've really got you got some magic, man. It's amazing. So congratulations and thanks for coming on and sharing your story, man.
Thank you, Luke. I appreciate it. Look, I didn't see my magic. I knew there was more in life. There was something there, but I didn't see my magic and the inspirational side of things until I started doing this. And now I see that. And that's actually opened up again, new doors for me. And I'm heading in that direction because I love it. And if I can help other people, 100%, I'm all over that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. That's amazing. So guys, if you are tuning in, thank you for joining us. If you are interested in joining the Superpower Mastermind because you want to learn more about transforming your life or if and how we can actually possibly help you, there's a couple of ways you can do that, okay? In the description below, there is a link there that can immediately help you to schedule a time and connect with our team. And on that call, it's a free complimentary call just so that we can learn a little bit more about you and see if and how we could possibly help you. And then the other way as well, if you're listening on social media, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever, all you can simply do is go on Instagram. I've got an automated message set up so that you can actually just schedule a time with my team. All you do is just hit in the direct message, just send the message 222, yeah, three twos, right? So 222. And then you'll get a message that will help you to schedule a time with our team. All right. Guys, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Success Stories on the Luke Mindpower Podcast. Let's keep going. I'll see you soon.